In today's Modern Ag Report, the Center for Irrigation Technology held a recent workshop on pump efficiency. Education Manager Bill Green says one simple add-on can make a huge difference on monitoring a well pump.
A lot of ag wells don't have flow meters, but however, more and more growers are installing them. And it's a good way to a couple of different things. First off, you can see if it's a deep well pump, if your water levels are changing, your flow rates will change. So that'll affect your irrigation system. The other thing is if you're trying to manage your water carefully to be as efficient as possible with that irrigation water, you need to be able to monitor the flow rate. We like to say you got to measure water to manage water. Otherwise, you're kind of going at just guessing.
Green says flow meters work a lot like the dashboard on your car. Not only can you see how fast you're going, but it can tell you how far you've gone.
The comparison on a flow meter is you've got this speedometer part that tells you how many gallons per minute, in this case, on the flow meter. And we also have a totalizer, we call it, which is like the odometer on a car that tells you how many miles. In this case, it tells you how many acre feet or gallons of water you've pumped. So you can do a total amount, too, so that you can track carefully your total usage.
Being a small grower himself, Green says he checks his flow meters all the time. Most growers know that there are several things that can change how a pump is operating. CIT's workshop focused on showing the field workers what to look for on a pump that is operating inefficiently, and recommending that flow meters are an easy upgrade for a reliable red flag to things changing.
Yeah, in fact, when I go check my pump system, I usually look at the flow meter first. If I notice that it's dropped off or something's different, I need to look at the system, see if we got some plugging issues, the filtration's plugged, or perhaps maybe we have other issues like the water wells levels dropping, which is currently an issue with the drought.
Like Green says, drought conditions in California is causing water basin levels to change very quickly, especially during prime irrigating season. Green showed attendees how manufacturers give every pump an operation curve on a scale. The further the metrics get away from that curve equals a change in price a grower's paying to operate the pump. And most of the time, that number increases.
The pump output may have changed on that curve. Your flow rate's dropped off. Your efficiency has dropped off. You're paying a lot more than you need to the power company to pump the same volume of water as you did previously. So it's very important to get that audited, tested, and to watch that flow meter to make sure that you are at your best condition.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.